This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 21st of October, 1963. The title of this lecture is Attack and GPMs. This tape is 83 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Hi, Jack. Well, what's the date?
October 21, huh? AD 13, the reason you're getting this lecture on Monday instead of on Tuesday is because long about Thursday I have to wear the Washington legal hats and go up and solve their various difficulties for them. And the situation is that I've got to go up Wednesday afternoon and so forth, so you'll get your lectures oddly on odd days this week. All of which is a bunch of nonsense. It's a spectacle of people defending. You know, you can defend yourself into more holes. And it just never occurred to them on this one suit that has been going for about 5 years to attack anybody. Oh, that'd be very dangerous, you know. Oh, very dangerous, you know. Oh, don't attack anybody. Silly. Look at the situation. Every time the enemy offers an attack, you defend against it. And that's all you do. Any castle to hold out has got to sortie. The proper strategy for any battle is to find a weak point in the enemy lines and attack it. The reason the United States is losing against communism is simply on these same mathematics. That they are losing is patent. All they're doing is defending the points attacked. Oh, several years ago, on this Berlin thing, before it really came up to a hot boil, you know, the United States is not claiming any peace over there, any place, and so is never going to be able to swap Berlin for anything. The proper action is to go find something to collect, you see, as a peace. It's proper action. Yet there they stand defending. Well, don't they want to win? How about an auditor that sits there and defends against the attack of a PC? How about it? And he never looks for the bypass charge. He never does anything effective to straighten out the case. He just sits there and defends himself. Well, he'd last about 2 minutes. About the most dangerous thing you can do. Look it over. It's the most unthetan thing you can do, certainly. You can defend to a certain degree. You have to defend to a certain degree. But use 75% of your energies to attack, and you'll always win. Find a weak spot and attack it. That's the point. And attack expertly and attack perfectly and don't flub with the attack, that's all. Always put your concentration on the attack. You win every time. People look awful silly 2 miles in your rear without any supplies, without any ammunition, with no supplies, with no defenses and no place to go. They attacked all right. The whole front of the battle shifts. They attacked, and you didn't defend. You went and destroyed their supply dump. It's very embarrassing to have this sort of thing happen, you see. Now, the whole of life is an interchange, if you're going to live. It's an interchange activity. It's putting out anchor points. And let's look at the gradient scale of how you would go about this. Supposing you're just there all by yourself, and there's no limitation to your putting out anchor points, right? You can put out anchor points. There's no limitation to this. You can put out as many anchor points as you like, you see. Somebody else shows up, and they say, you shouldn't put out these anchor points. Or I want to make some of this, I want to have some of this space too. And they put out anchor points against your anchor points, so you don't put out anchor points quite so far, see? I'm talking about the factors now. All right, and let's supposing that every time you put out an anchor point, somebody else forbade you to put out the anchor point, and you complied and agreed and didn't put out your anchor point. How big do you think you would be after a while? That's about how big you are now. See, that's practically the way you got there. The way you got there. There's nothing quite as disturbing, and there's nothing quite so certain to throw anybody into apathy as just continue to put out your anchor points. It's the most disturbing activity that you can engage on. Everybody says you mustn't put out your anchor points, and you put out your anchor points. Then they give you lots of reasons why you shouldn't put out your anchor points, and you put out anchor points. They bring all sorts of duress to bear on you why you shouldn't put out your anchor points, and you put out anchor points. What's going to happen to their morale? Now, sometimes it's very difficult to continue to put out anchor points in this particular way. Sometimes you just get cut to ribbons, and it's those particular times you got cut to ribbons you tend to remember as lessons not to attack, or lessons not to put out anchor points. Now, the gradient scale on the thing goes put out anchor points, in other words, continue to create your space, to attacking that which is preventing you from putting out your space. Now, that's also putting out anchor points, don't you see? You get down along low human levels, and what are you then involved with? You're involved with attacking those who are preventing you from putting out anchor points. Attacking them. Now you go downscale just a little bit further. You start defending yourself against attacks. This causes you to live good, to have good behavior, to have various socially acceptable characteristics, all sorts of things. These things are basically defenses against attacks, direct attacks. Now you can go downscale even further than that. You have the defenses against possible attacks. And this causes people to live in castles, and, dig moats that nobody will ever think of ever charging against, you see. Invent weapons that have no particular use. Invent social characteristics that are impossible to attack. This causes you, in other words, to go downscale a bit further. Now, there's further downscale than that, is imagining you are under attack. That you are defending answers itself out in this wise. That you are defending yourself. You understand this is the, now let me point back to you the level of the scale just above this. Possible attacks, see? Level, possible attacks. You're not being attacked. You're simply preparing yourself to defend possible attacks. Now, just below that, there's a point that because there are all these defenses, there therefore must be attacks. You see, it proves itself. We got a moat dug all the way around the place. Obviously, there must be somebody going to ride across that moat. Some of the screens that a Thetan puts up are terribly entrancing. These screens are very, very entrancing because they leave them up forever. Why did they put them up in the first place? Well, they put them up against a lion. All right. The lion might still be there, So you'd have to take the screen down to find out. You don't dare take the screen down because you'd be attacked if the lion were still there. This causes a very funny action. You can get a Thetan, you know, PC, and get him to find one of these black screens and get him to pick up one little corner of it and peek around it real fast. And it sometimes he'll really have to get his nerve up to do it. And he will. He'll see something like a mocked-up lion or a snake or something on the other side of the black screen. See, one of his answers of confronting is cover it up so he won't have to confront it. You see, black it out. There is the final mechanism of a defense. Permanent defenses lead to a belief that one is under attack. When you get way down scale, it must be that you're under attack because there's the defenses. Somebody must be ready to launch the rockets at you any moment because here are all these radars waiting to detect them. And of course, the more one defends, the less one becomes mobile. One is less and less mobile. So therefore, actually, he never gets out to look. He never goes out to look to see if there are any attackers. And I imagine there are nations on planets, someplace in this galaxy, at this very moment, who have no neighbors, but who believe implicitly that those neighbors are there with full armies ready to attack them, and that live a life of complete defense, complete immobility, never going abroad, carrying through all of the various survival activities to them to prevent an attack against nations which are no longer there, that have long since gone to dust. A GPM, in essence, is such a mechanism. One has a defense up against an area of confusion. He has a stable datum all arranged to take care of an area of confusion that has long since ceased to exist. Thetan eventually traps himself. The GPMs then are a long history of all of the things which ever attacked him. And those things might now be gone. What do you think the chances of your opponents of trillions 100. Get that enormous figure. Trillions 100. Trillions written 100 times. Think of the number of zeros that this puts up. Your enemies of trillions 100 still being alive and kicking and ready to knock your block off. What do you think it is? And yet you have all the defenses for that period, all rigged, and all the stable data already there with those defenses against those confusions and attackers of trillions 100. And that, in actual fact, is what a Thetan is doing. He still has up all of the mechanisms of defense. And these mechanisms of defense are usually stable data, identities, beingnesses. And he still believes implicitly in the existence of the attackers, these confusions and chaotic areas and so forth. He still believes those things are still there, ready to bite him. He became balanced in his attack-defense characteristics. He was defending as hard as he was being attacked, and quite accidentally brought about a balance. You wonder, how did anyone ever sit down and plan all this to happen? They never did. They would postulate 100 goals, but one of them worked so well that it lasted for 20 or 30 pairs of items. So you got lots of actual goals. Why didn't all these actual goals crystallize into GPMs? No, there'd only be one of them at a time would crystallize as the single solution. One at a time would become the single solution, and then it would accumulate onto itself all of the stable data and all of the types of attack which could be made by reason, by the way, of having the solution. One never looked at the fact that the way one got all this trouble was to have a solution for it. He always looked at it that he had to have the solution to keep out of all this trouble. He never really thought that the reverse occurred, but actually it was the reverse which did occur. Now, all of these various complicated attacks and defenses and methods of keeping himself going and all that sort of thing, these things swept along, rigged up each one of them as an emergency action. An emergency action is basically a timeless action. So everything was rigged to go into instantaneous operation. And he licked himself by doing this. He practically ruined himself because all of these things are built to be instantaneous and therefore to have no time associated with them. So therefore, to float in essence in present time. The characteristic of a GPM, because it's an emergency characteristic, is always be recontacted in present time. So this is the genus. This is the genus of the PC's actual GPMs, the goals, problem, mass. The problem, inevitably, is postulate, counter-postulate. There is the attacker, and he wants to do something, Lord knows what, and there is his characteristic. His characteristic, as viewed from the terminal side, is, of course, one of chaos, one of tremendous confusion, one of unpredictability. And yet, it is still a central postulate that is guiding that. So, one puts up, against all this confusion, of course, the counter-postulate, which resolves the confusion. And when those things hang in exact balance, you get a pair of items which then accumulate tremendous quantities of mass. If you want to see some fancy mental mass, you ought to start trying to swim through a GPM. Can't be done. It's just fantastic. You can only get through an actual GPM by running it by R4M2. It has to be run. And then it winnows away because it's taken away and taken to pieces on the exact basis that it was built, but backwards. You see, you take the last feared attack and defense mechanism first, which is the end of the GPM, the top of the GPM. And you run that earlier down to the formation of it. And, of course, the immediacy of the situation runs backwards to the formation of the situation. It was lived from goal to top, don't you see? Goal is an RI to top. And when you take it apart, you take it apart from the top down to the bottom. And then it will all fall apart. Actually, you can't pull the goal as an RI out from underneath the GPM because it's too heavily overburdened and won't blow apart. A GPM will never run upwards. You very often will be fooled as an auditor. You've decided to run this particular GPM, you've landed in the middle, and you decided to run it up to the top. And you're not going to make it. You will get all of these items, and they will all be very, very logical, and then all of a sudden, you will suddenly realize that you have run from the middle to the bottom. It's very horrifying. It's very horrifying. You have the order, then, on the line plot in exact reverse, because you started in at the bottom and tried to go to the top. A GPM will always unfold from the top to the bottom, and that's the only way the GPM will unfold. The goal is an RI will not discharge, and you really can't get the charge off of it if you pick it out from the bottom of the GPM and try to discharge it in one of its items. Discharge that pair against each other, and you get nothing. So you get a blow down your meter and that sort of thing. It's interesting that when you go to the top and run all the way to the bottom again, then they are fully charged. Bang. You just run into them again, they're all fully charged. Furthermore, it was very hard on your PC to grab those two bottom RIs. Very, very hard on your PC to grab those bottom RIs and try to run them. Everything will really go creak with exclamation points. Now, the general situation with regard to GPMs, then, is that they are mechanisms of defense of a certain kind of order. They also, of course, mechanisms of attack. And the scale which I just gave you will be found in the characteristic of the various items. A person will be trying to do one or another of these levels, and it all adds up to just postulate, counter-postulate, a pair of RIs and a GPM. See? One of the most hideous of the items is the pass clean away type of item. Trying to list for that item will be the most lengthy thing that you undertook. The item which you're listing for, and you don't know what the item will be, of course, while you're listing for it, is who or what would oppose a bore, B-O-R-E, you see. And supposing the item that you're looking for would be fainting. Well, you can see some Victorian society or something like that. Some girl is confronted with this fellow who is a bore, and she uses as a mechanism, you see, to faint. See? And the item's fainting. And man, you will just list and list and list and list and list and list and list, and all of a sudden it pops to view. It's the least conscious item, so the PC is least conscious of it. The length of the list, then, is to some degree regulated by this other factor of the consciousness contained in the item being listed for. You will find a goal to be brilliant, taking it over into GPM goals, to be brilliant much more rapidly than you will find a goal to be hidden. But this is monitored by the fact that the PC's ambition at the top is to oppose everything that is hidden, and sometimes when they're too extreme, they reverse, and you find the most hidden ones first. To be hidden may be found with great rapidity. Why is this? The last pair, of course, finds the PC like someone opposed to hiding, and the op term, hiding. So, of course, the PC will come up with this goal, to be hidden. Bang. That's because the top our eyes disclose it by being in reverse, you see? Look over the old goals to scream, that sort of pattern, you see what I'm talking about. The goal becomes an enemy by the time the PC is through with it. So you'll get a reversal. Conversely, because of this factor, to be easily found as a goal, to be easily found, might be the last one that you'll recover on the list because of the reversal factor of the RIs. These factors of variability, however, don't necessarily apply in the GPMs to the tremendous degree that they appear in items. The items, of course, there's nothing else to disclose it except the item and its op term, the terminal and its op term. And they are always disclosed to the degree that the PC's consciousness is reflected in their wording. An aggressive person, list length, one item. See? A retiring person, list length, 20 items. Get the idea? A fainting person, list length, 30 items. A dead person, list length, 49 items. You get the idea? You almost know what you're looking for after a while when you know your business. You know how conscious this thing will or will not be, because you can establish it by the length of the list. That's true of both terminals and op terms. The least consciousness in the op term, or the more danger in the op term, will reflect in the length of list. The confrontability of the thing is reflected in its dangerousness. Actually, a PC doesn't so much shear off of the dangerousness as the op term as its undisclosed nature. Hidden men, for instance, would be found much more lengthily than visible people. See, visible people, bang, that's right there. That's one on the list, see? But hidden men, why, that might very well go 25, 30 items long on the RI list as you're listing for it. Get the idea? GPMs, however, do not necessarily follow this characteristic, because of the pair on the top op term reversing the sense of the GPM, see? So to be hidden becomes sometimes the most easily found GPM. But a middle ground GPM is therefore the most consistently difficult to discover, a null sort of meaning that neither offers itself nor hides itself, and those become the hardest to find goals. You might say to be average. That will become the toughest goal to find, to be average. You find a goal like to need. Of course, it's liable to present itself, bang, right now. or also to refuse itself. It all depends on where in the GPM the person is stuck. Anyway, giving you some sort of an insight into GPMs in general, the attack defense mechanisms of life are reflected in the GPMs. These are the conditions of actual livingness that the PC has lived through. And it is their variety and assortment that gives you the different personalities of PCs. And it is only this variety and assortment, unless, of course, there is a native state which causes a PC to postulate a different variety from another PC, which we're not in a position to examine well. And I would prefer at the moment to say it is the type of GPM which is monitoring the conduct of the PC. And as far as you're concerned, that's perfectly valid because he made those GPMs in the first place. It was he who imagined the attacking source and the confusion of the opterm. See? The PC did that, all with his own little paws. And it was he who dreamed up the ideal answer to that situation. He did that all with his own little Thetan-esque. It was he who did that. So, the net result of the situation is that a GPM is the creation of the Thetan. It follows out fantastically mathematical lines, just as Thetans made a universe which had so many molecules in hydrogen and so many in lead, so did they make in their personalities this pattern called the GPM, the Goals Problem Mass. These things are huge black islands that float in the bank, and they have actual measurement. They have actual size, actual measurement, actual mass. They are not in the least bit imagined. They are simply there. They have been created. In countless activities and attacks, each of those pairs have been created the hard way. The length of time which a GPM covers tends to be greater early on the track and lesser closer to present time. In other words, it's taking a Thetan at this stage of the game less time to make a GPM than early on the track. Trillions, 29. That's trillion written 29 times. To trillions, 20. Is about the length from goal as an RI to the two top opterms closest to present time of a GPM on the track, see, for that area of the track. Now we go back, let's go back around the hundreds mark, and we may find that the goal as an RI, when the goal was postulated, would be at trillions 110, and that the goal did not finish off until trillions 94 years ago, see? 110 to 94, that's longer, isn't it? Considerably longer to take that RI to go. And now we go back around the 200, trillions 200. We're not talking now about 200 trillions, you know. We're talking about trillions 200. Trillions written 200 times. Trillion, 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 see? A trillion, 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 go 200 of those years ago. And we find that a GPM is more likely to occupy an area that would cover 40, trillions 40. More likely that type of an area. But remember, because of the nature of the time track, you have a shortening characteristic to time, which is one of the things that covers this. And those time spans earlier, now don't get me wrong on this, you become very involved, are in actual fact longer. Those time periods are actually longer. That's only an arithmetical trick that they're longer. It isn't that time was longer. It wasn't necessarily true that people move slower. But you consume more time for the same amount of activity. Well, I'll give you some kind of an idea. The aircraft here on this planet at this particular time, a winged fan job aircraft, lasted about 25 years. It's archaic. Now, you can't even get the kids to look at them now. And the total time from their development to their denouement, actually, was the total lapsed period. I'm not talking now about the time of their commercial application, war use, and that sort of thing. But the total period, the actual total period, was really around about 50 years. Well, at other times and places, and not too long ago either, a wing fan-jobbed aircraft of the same design was good enough for a civilization for 1 billion years. That's all the aircraft they'd have for 1 billion years. Now we go a bit earlier on the track, and we find that aircraft not only would suffice for 1 billion years, but it was the same kind of aircraft from trillions 200 to trillions 100. You get the idea. People have exaggerated ideas of the different characteristics of civilizations on the track, and science fiction writers, particularly Ray Bradbury and so forth, have got to fill everything up with boogies and woogies and boggies and so forth. These boys have a ball, and they try to dream up these oddball civilizations of one kind or another and so forth. Well, in actual fact, man is not that imaginative, and Thetans really aren't that imaginative. They tend to move up to this average type, and very, very little off of that type. So that a civilization, a humanoid civilization of 450 trillion years ago might be just a bit upscale from the 1920 civilization that has just passed by here on Earth. But it lasted a lot longer. You see, you have to have agreement on the part of people, and it takes a lot of people living a lot of pattern, you see, to finally agree that this is the beingness and doingness and havingness that amounts to this civilization. They all recognize it as Type 7 medieval. This is Type 7 medieval. Ah, yes. Therefore, we have varlets, you see, and we have funny-looking church doors, and we have a bunch of religious loops. And we know what this is all about. We have Gothic architecture. Oh, yeah, oh, sure. So if we're going to paint anything or we're going to evolve in any way, we evolve just exactly along Type 7 civilization. You build a car. Build a car. Why is it that everybody knows this is a futuristic type car that is a space opera age car? Because that is the car that is used in a space opera type civilization. I mean, it's elementary science. They've been building them since time immemorial. Right? These things are as much more ancient than the pyramids. And the funny part of it is there are pyramids much more ancient than the pyramids. The United States government carries this eye and a pyramid on the back of its dollar bill. It's the back of the seal, the great seal of the United States. It's very interesting that even symbols drift along the lines. That total symbol given there, complete, is an old entrance to a theta trap from way back about ages ago, something on the order of trillions 8 years ago. There's the complete obverse seal of the United States. Complete with the eye, everything else. Thetans used to approach it and get all snarled up in it and get incarcerated in the pyramid and so forth. A rather silly trap. The implant was done with cards being held up to slots in the pyramid. And I suppose the card lodges in somebody's head as a bill, don't you see, or something like that. So they somehow are associated as that's the proper thing to put on money. I wouldn't know what that is. Unless money is a trap. But you see, you're dealing with a basic response pattern on the part of a being, and he responds to certain stimuli in his environment that he would consider normal for his particular type or characteristic of existence at any given time. And he adds up all sorts of things. You give a certain number of these elements. You give elements... Well, let's give the elements of a Gothic cathedral sitting in the middle of a plain, you see, and some fellows in funny-looking flare-topped shoes with pointed toes. If you were just to go that far, some other Thetan's going to come along, and he's going to stimulus response on this whole thing, and he's going to say, oh, I know now what we should do, you see, and fix up a cobbled street, see, that has got a bad turn in it that you can't get a cart down, you see. It's very careful, you see. And some other Thetan would come along and put a certain type of inn. It must go out over the street, don't you see? And he knows what to do with there, you see. And next thing you know, everybody knows what belongs here, and you've got the civilization is all built, you see. Anybody coming into it carries it forward on this pattern. Because that's the only thing everybody else will agree to automatically. In other words, you've got a pre-patterned agreement. You see? Well, that's civilizations. And if a Thetan is exact on these civilizations, so is he exact on his responses in building GPMs. He considers certain things as dangerous and certain things as defensive. And he considers certain attacks as the best and certain other things as the best, and certain things don't belong, and he's got this all variously sorted out, and he eventually builds up a GPM's very pattern. You won't find any difference from one GPM to the next on any PC. You will find no difference whatsoever, except the wording of the goal and the exact wording of the RIs. All else is the same. All the mechanics of the whole thing is the same. It's all built the same way and so forth. This fellow has a GPM to be cold. And it's got 30 pairs in it. And the top opterm, which is the furthest enemy he has, will be some expression of the first postulate of the goal. It'll be coldness or something like that. And somebody who doesn't like cold, or a warm person, will be its terminal. You see, it's reversed now up at the top. You get this, just GPM after GPM. Not all the GPMs are like that, and they all decline from way early backtrack to present time in the same order. The items are there to resolve. See, so the terminal resolves the opterm, but the goals oppose each other. And one of the most serious mistakes you're going to make in all this is not making the PC answer the goal oppose question as a goal oppose. You read some of these lists, man, they're wild. It's no wonder that the guy is never getting any place and over-listening himself and going crazy in the bargain. Because the toughest job is listing a goals list. It's the most exhausting on the pre-clear. It is the least rewarding. It's liable to get you into the most errors. It's a rough one. It's a rough one. After you've opposed this goal for 2 hours, it suddenly occurs to you to recheck the goal for an actual GPM. You find out the goal you're listing was only an implant GPM to begin with. Why do you learn that now? Well, because by listing, you've taken away the overburden, you see. You've undermined it, so it'll now read more properly. Your list is going on and on and on. Well, you don't keep on going on and on and on with this list. You better start investigating the goal you're listing from. And you'll find out that although it read as an actual GPM when you first contacted it, and everybody was happy and cheerful with it, in the meantime, it has become sufficiently cleaned up that it can be recognized better in the mind, and we find out that it was just an actual goal. It had no GPM connected with it, or it was just an implant GPM. You shouldn't be monkeying with it anyway. And so forth, and you just have to abandon that because your incomplete list, of course, is the one you got it off of. So you go back and complete its list. And it takes you out to an actual GPM. And now this one checks out as actual far better because the bank in that area is overburdened, is taken off of it, and you'll get that more reliably now. Now you go ahead and oppose that much more thoroughly, and you go on up the line, and you get a proper opposition. You say, we're really swinging. Everything is fine. Everything is checking out. The PC is comfortable. You're checking right on up to present time. We're going to do goal opposes right on up to present time. And you get about four later, and all of a sudden the PC turns on the creaks, and you don't know whether he's coming or going and so forth, and you find out the last four you find actually belong earlier than the fifth back, and they're all out of sequence, and they belong on the early track. Well, why could you find it out now? Well, you've taken enough charge off so that now somebody can read the stuff. So you start in again with the one that was five back, and you start opposing forward from it, and you eventually make it. It's a horrible activity. It's really grim. It's hell on the PC. It's misery on the auditor. It takes far longer than you would possibly imagine, and you're starting out with a liability that you find it's very hard to find an original goal on a PC in the first place anyway. This is the roughest. But the biggest thing that gets in your road as you go along the line, the biggest, roughest, meanest thing that gets in your road all the way along the line consistently and continually is the fact that the PC does not answer the auditing question. Now, this is no reason you should nag the PC unduly, but it can be pointed out very definitely to the PC if it looks to you like the PC isn't answering the auditing question. Let me give you an example. You will look over a list which is going endlessly, and the goal is to be cold. See, and you're opposing. You're opposing what goal would oppose to be cold? And that is your auditing question. See, that's your question that you're asking. And the PC is saying, I don't pull him up if he lists one or two wrong, see, because he's bound to. But if its list is getting just absolutely filled up with this kind of thing, to be old, to be young, to have a hat, that might possibly have something to do with the be cold. To be an engineer might have something to do with the be cold, don't you see? To be tall. To be tall. To love someone. Well, you say, well, that might have something to do with be cold. Yes, that probably is all right. To be harassed, to eat candy, well, that also might oppose to be cold. To be lukewarm, of course, might oppose to be cold. You're all right, see? You give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay. But when you go back down the list and you start looking over a list, to be cold, see? All right. And the goal is to be a warrior, to be rich, to have fine things, to like people, to like my mother, to have a hat, you see, to jump a long distance, to be cheerful about life, to be optimistic, to throw things. You start wondering, what the hell's going on here? See, what's going on here? Well, what's going on is the PC is answering this question. What might the goal be? Okay. The PC is running a new what's-it on himself. What might the goal be? And this is very common for a PC to do this, and it's quite destructive. It's quite disastrous when he does. No, you wanted to pose, man. To be cold. What goal would oppose to be cold? To be hot, to not be cold. You got the idea. Oppose, man. We want an oppose. Well, you're up against it if you nag a PC too much, particularly with R4 technology. You don't want to nag a PC too much. But if I was having this trouble with a PC, I'd rather point it out to him. Now, let's make sure that you're getting oppose. Oppose. What does it seem to you that would oppose this now? And also check once in a while until my PC got used to it and got educated along the lines. You're not answering what might the goal be or something like that, are you? Until he suddenly has learned better. Why, I would keep a very tight rein on him, because that can be the most exhausting thing. Now, if you're going to cut into the goals line, you're going to cut into the goals line someplace and list on up the line, the closer to PT that you can cut in, the better off you are. Now, nothing in what I've said has told you to nag a PC or upset him or invalidate his answers, because you're dealing with dynamite. It's just you be alert to this condition, because when I tell you that when it exists and the PC is consistently doing this to you, you haven't a prayer to find the right goal on that list. You just haven't got a prayer. PC's answering one question, you're asking another question, and it's opposed. The next goal, believe me, will not be a goal that resolves. It'll be a goal that opposes. The items resolve each other, but the goals oppose each other. To be tall, to be short. See? To stay, to leave. To be alive, to be dead. See? These are the way these things go. They're a flip-flop dichotomy all the way up the line, you see? To be generous, to be stingy. See? They do bang, bang. And until you learn this well from your own experience, you yourself are going to make a lot of trouble because you can't tell by inspection what's going on. You have this goal. You have this goal to sing a beautiful song, and you perfectly willingly buy the next goal to it as to be responsible. The PC will say, well, you see, it really figures out this way, you see. I mean, if you're responsible, then you haven't got any time to sing and so forth and so forth and so forth. We'll let him get away with it. Don't ever argue with the meter, the goal red and that sort of thing. But let's just check this out real hard, and let's be awful sure that there's no GPM skipped. Because you're liable to find out there's 6, 10, 20 GPMs been skipped between these two goals. They're both actual goals, except you skipped a lot of GPMs. It's remarkable the gradient by which the goals change. It starts to be hot and to be cold and goes off gradually, you see, to be chilly, you see. You know, and to be warm. See, it's more positive, and then less positive, less positive, less positive, less positive. But they're harmonics. And it isn't until you get to PT that you get oddball goals. You up toward PT, in the last few trillion years, there's some oddball goals start occurring. Now, it doesn't mean that these things don't oppose. Oh, yes, they do, but they get trickier. Why? They're into the think band. You no longer have got this beautiful bang, bang, bang sort of a situation going on. To stay, to leave, don't you see? The guy has come down now on a dwindling spiral of harmonics until it's very hard to get an opposite. How do you get an opposite to be scintillant, you see? All right, well, all right, to be scintillant. We'll get an opposite there. To be dead, no, that wouldn't it. To be dull, oh, that possibly might be the opposite. But let's now oppose to be dull. And we get to say bright things. That's a more complicated goal, you see, because it's got more think in it. Now, to say bright things, how do we oppose to say bright things? We're getting up toward PT now, you see. To say bright things is opposed in some outlandish fashion. That doesn't mean that you won't have a short, sharp goal there either, like to be secretive or something. But it's usually to be reticent around people, or to be reticent, or something of this particular character. It's slowing down, in other words. Now, how will we pose to be reticent? Well, the guy is actually getting hard put, you see, to get his opposites. We aren't in any positive communication line here, you see. To speak well. Now, early on the track, it would just be to speak, see. But now we're getting a modifier, to speak well, and so on. And to speak well is opposed by not to stutter badly. See how it's caving in. Now, how do you oppose not to stutter badly, you see? Well, this goes out to have something to say. See, as the opposition or something to that. Something wild going on here. We're getting a diminution, don't you see? There's less latitude. Early on the track, you're liable to get something like to be powerful, see? Followed by to be weak. That's good opposition, see. But late on the track, not
not that broad span, you see. And you can just pick them up on the tone scale. You can look at the tone scale, the big tone scale that goes all the way south, and you'll find these PT goals are all down around the lower part of the tone scale and are apt to be more wordy. Well, so much for that. Your PC, in other words, starts out big, tough, strong, broad, bang, bang, opposites, you see, to be black, to be white, you know, bang, bang, you see. And he ends up, to not be so gray, you see, to not be so gray, and to be gray occasionally, you see, and you get a narrower span, if you get the idea. Very positive. He wants to be gray occasionally. You haven't got this type of activity. Just going through life the same way, you know, limp, gimp, limp, gimp, limp, gimp. You get these complications. Now, the RIs always match the goal, but they don't contain the goal's wording in it, in an actual GPM. That's only an implant GPM. You seldom have the goal wording in an RI. To be weak would have a timid fellow opposing a bellicose individual, see, or something, or bellicose people. You don't have a weak person, you see, opposing people who hate weakness. That was your GPM implant influence. You're much more likely to get something offbeat. Well, it doesn't rule out. It is what it is. But you look down an actual GPM, and you'll see very seldom you will see the words of the goal. You'll only see the sense of the goal. You'll see the sense of it, but you won't see any of the words of the goal, or seldom do. Although, up at the top-up term, it's quite common to have the sense of the goal appearing as the top-up term. It's also, occasionally, you go from the top into a dwindle. And on an implant RI, as the top-op term, an implant, well, you'll get up there on a goal to end, something like that, you'll get ended, see? Well, on an actual GPM, it'll be something like end or the end or ending. And that's quite common. But then it's liable to dwindle twice or three times after this. You see? My own ending. See? It's liable to be a topper top-op term. And a little more to them. In other words, they didn't know enough Scientology in order to audit these things right, and so they didn't get the right pattern. The implant GPM gives you actually how close they could guess to the pattern, which gave you just about what they thought. Because frankly, between you and me, if they'd put in an actual GPM pattern, you would have had a hell of a time. But implant patterns itself just get your road hardly at all, except as the goal. Because the goals are quite accurate. Thetans do have goals worded just like that. That's dead on. So much so that if you wanted to find somebody's goal, just take a whole list of implant goals. Take a whole list of heliotropous implant goals, one way or the other. Read them off to the PC. Which one of these is your actual goal? One of them finally go tick. You say, good. Check it out. Get it to RR. Start goal opposing it on up to PT. In other words, their rendition of the goals was quite accurate, but the rendition of RIs, they couldn't audit. They couldn't audit. They really couldn't get enough down in the bank to find out what they really were. Had they done so, we would be in awful trouble because you couldn't tell your RIs one or the other. Friends, I always, you don't, if you're running a PC properly, you almost never get an RI with modern, an implant RI in an actual GPM line plot, if you run it properly. You'd have to be over-listing, you'd have to have an ARC broke, chopped up PC, you'd have to be listing on a wrong goal or something, have to be wildly out of sequence. You'd have to be doing something real goofy. As long as you don't do something real goofy, you don't get them. And then you will see things start to appearing. The goal to end, you see. Oh, that is in an, that's in a PC's actual GPM? Like hell it is. We didn't know it earlier, but that's all implant RIs. Actually, the goal declines with great speed in an actual GPM. Before it's gone a fifth of its distance, it's more or less around the bend as far as the PC is concerned. They're real short at the bottom. Quite interesting. It takes a long time for them to go to pieces at the top. But the crossover point, when the op term and the terminal tend to balance with relationship to the goal, see, they tend to be more or less of the same value, that crossover point is much closer to the bottom than it is to the top. You sometimes go up the line, 8 items, just 4 pairs, and you get the crossover. And then you may go 10 more pairs to get to the top of the bank. See what I mean? 10 pairs to the top of the bank and only 4 pairs to the bottom of the bank from the point where the PC is no longer on the what you call on the side of the goal. Do you a lot of good to look over line plots, implant line plots, and that sort of thing. Just see how these things are. Of course, it's very hard to be analytical and rational while looking at much dynamite. But don't try to run them on themselves, and don't try to repeat them endlessly yourself, and don't make anybody memorize one. And you'll be all right. But as far as goals and RIs are concerned, you have much more to worry about. You're worrying about much more than you really think. There's much more that you think there is there to worry about than there is. There's lots less to worry about, for sure. You can dream up more things in this to worry about than anybody could easily count or counter. The best way to put it is simply this. Run with absolute accuracy. R4M2 delivers the truth into your hands and through the meter and onto your line plots. And run with any variation of any kind whatsoever will deliver you a bunch of balderdash. When you're used to living with the truth for a while and you've had it added up on you a few times, why, you get very used to what the stuff is and you, well, it looks good to you, it looks false to you. Funny part of it is that R4M2 carried through without any departure whatsoever will deliver the right stuff. And that is quite a testimony to a technique, but it's that way worked out. The varieties that you will get into, the variations you will get into, come on accidental departures that you're not aware of until they've already happened. I'll give you an idea of this now. Here's an accidental departure. You get a GPM and you're opposing it. And by golly, you can't get a GPM on the list. You go 50 past the last RI and the whole thing nulls out. What happened? Well, R4M2 requires that you have an actual GPM as your departure point. And by some fluke or another, the GPM you got read as an actual GPM and wasn't. Some reason or other, you missed. So you had this GPM to sneeze, and you were listing who or what would oppose to sneeze, and you were taking off trying to get it up to present time, don't you see? And you list a list, that goal opposed list, and the PC's answering the question, everything's going along fine, but you list 50 beyond the last rocket reading item. You list there actually till there's not any slash or bash to the needle, you know. It's just exactly according to the book, and you go back, and these are all source lists, so you null them one by one. You know, I've seen more than one of them. The goal did not rocket read when put on the list. It only rocket read when the whole list was nulled. It'll drive you around the bend, so you might as well short-circuit any fancy actions. You just do the list, and you null the list, that is all. And if the goal is on it, it'll read. It's as elementary as that. Well, you've got 50 beyond the last RR, and there you are, and you've nulled it all out, and you haven't got a goal, and you're sitting there chewing your fingernails. What do I do now? Well, it's very elementary. The technique required that you take off from an actual GPM, and in this case, it was to sneeze. Now, to sneeze has been shined up and a lot of charge taken off of the area by reason of listing. Check it out again and you will find out that you were taking off from an implant GPM. You're opposing an implant GPM. Now, if it still checks out, as an actual GPM, in other words, you check out your departure point again, see? The goal that you're listing from. And if that checked out very nicely, then you had better look over this list and find out what happened that you didn't find the goal on it. Now, the first action that you undertake is to ask the question. And the question you should ask for test is this question. What goal would oppose the to sneeze GPM? And then you don't hang the goal on the end of the sentence and so get a tick or a swish from calling the goal. But, of course, you append that additional syllable onto the end of it. And you will find that your list probably reads incomplete. It now ticks. So, in that particular case, we will be charitable and say you didn't miss an RR as you listed in that 50, but we will extend the list. And you extend the list, and you find out there were some more RRs all of a sudden, and then you go back and null what you added to, and you will find the goal staring you in the face. This type of cross-check, in other words, you always suppose in R4M2 that the pattern has been followed. And if the pattern you're following, that is to say that the exact technique has been followed, and if that has not then produced a result, you then assume that the technique was not followed. And you look for where in it wasn't it followed. As elementary as this, don't you see? I mean, nothing goes wrong if you can get that firmly straightened out. Something. The variations which you see will be all sorts of goofball stuff. For instance, you get into a lot of goofball stuff. Don't worry about that. You will. PC is in a horrible creek. The last four, everything is going blur, and the last four goals which you found, you check them over. They're actual GPMs. They properly oppose the goal they came from, the opposed goal. There are no skipped or missed GPMs. PC's in a creek. Well, where is it? Must be an incomplete goals list someplace. Well, R4M2 probably, well, it wasn't followed with the fifth goal back. Or you check out four, it didn't occur to you to check the fifth. You were taking off from the supposition, that you the fifth goal behind you was accurate. And the next four goals you found were perfectly all right, but unfortunately they fit on the early track, as I just gave you earlier. They fit on the early track because the goals list that you did on the fifth goal back was an improperly done list. Grim, huh? This is the sort of thing that you can shudder about happening to you. But it happens. The only thing you do to repair R4M2 is just go back and pick up and do R4M2. I mean, it's as elementary as that. You must have overlisted a list if you skipped items. You don't worry today on item lists of having two rocket reading items. I have seen six rocket reading items on the same RI list. He went around three corners. He went this way and that way and that way and that way. You couldn't get the PC shut up, and they gave you the next four or five RRs. Fortunately, they all fired. You start nulling the thing, everything is firing. Maddest thing you ever saw in your life. Go back up and pick up the first firing item and give it to the PC. Don't torture the PC by listing an item list forever. Never extend an item list. Always shorten item lists. Only extend goals lists. Goals lists are ordinarily underlisted, and item lists are ordinarily overlisted. The only item list you can be absolutely sure is not overlisted is a one-item list. Be absolutely sure that it is not overlisted. Anything else is to be regarded with suspicion. That doesn't mean it doesn't sometimes take the PC 30, 40 items to get his item on the list. Doesn't mean that it doesn't. But you start going at that rate, and you have a lot of blowdowns, a lot of fire, and a lot of this and that. You must have missed everything under the sun, man. You just better stop him. And then go back up and carefully try to find the first item you can make rocket read on that item list. Find the first one you can make rocket read. My God, don't find the last one. Got the idea? Is you're going to take him right around the corner. You assume, in listing items, here's some new data on this. You assume on listing items every time that if something RRs, it is an RI. Anything on an item list, if it RRs, it's an RI. And you assume that the PC will put the right item highest on the list. He won't list around in a circle and back up to it. He just keeps going and lists himself into another GPM or down at the bottom of this one. So make them brief. And you don't care one continental cotton picking moment whether it's an RR or a rah rah or a blue or whether or not it has the proper curly tail on its cue. As long as that thing, when called, will send that needle traveling at least three quarters of that dial away and blow down. We don't care what the characteristic of the read is. Fall. Long, long, fast fall, even a slow fall. If it blows down, if it doesn't blow down, it's not the item. But I've also rarely seen a PC fail to cognite on the item and it wouldn't blow down. PC say, min, oh, no, that couldn't be the item. I detest them, you know, it couldn't be the item. Min, oh, no, it couldn't be the item. Men just wouldn't oppose women, that's all. I mean, same breed of cat, they're both human. It's just not the item and so forth. The thing's falling every time, but no blowdown. And so forth, and couldn't be. Oh, men. Oh, men. Blow down. I've seen that happen, but that's rather rare. And there's the other side of the thing. The PC saying, but it's cabbages. It is cabbages. That is the item, cabbages. Cabbages. Doesn't mean. But it is cabbages. Cabbages. You buy that, it won't read and it won't blow down. The PC's on a big cell, and you buy that, you're like wrapping around a telegraph pole. Throw the whole bank out of line in an awful hurry. But once in a blue moon, after you have listed a few more items, cabbages suddenly unburdens, and you go back and call it, and it reads and blows down, and the PC sits there in an exhausted state, and he said, but I told you it was cabbages. You don't read it unless you can get it to go wham and blow down. You don't give it to the PC. But do everything you can to give him his item if he thinks that's it. Because very often he's quite right. It's just that you haven't got enough charge off it, or it's too suppressed, or he's asserting it too hard, or he's getting too desperate, or some other reason. I know one list that went 3 pages, which is unheard of in item listing. 3 pages the thing went. And at the end of that time, he just going, had been calling an item that was about the 4th item on the list. I couldn't make it read, see. And after 3 pages, went back and called the 4th item on the list and almost blew the meter apart. Freak. Little freaky exception to the situation. They are not the general run of things. They can happen. That's about the only thing that upsets you about things like this. If you can't get a goal to read, don't ever give the PC a goal. Goals read beautifully when they read. But goals will sometimes hang up the same way. You only get a tick. PC saying, that's my goal, and rah, rah, and so on. You only get a tick. No blow down and only a tick. Extend your list. Get a few more off. Go back and read it. It now reads. PC sits there and says, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Yeah. Well, let the PC say that all he wants to. You give the PC a goal that won't rocket read and blow down. You give the PC an item that won't slash. You don't go and blow down, and the PC's going to be in trouble. Sometimes you have a hard time making them read and blow down, but you can do it. Now, the less midroots you use in this line of country, the better off you are. But you shouldn't just chew them utterly. It's suppress and invalidate that takes care of the goals and items, most ordinarily. Just those two, suppress and invalidate. And you take care of the session with a protest and decide. Those are your best working tools when it comes to straightening up the session, that sort of thing. One other thing I could say about this, because of the fantastically brutal nature of an actual GPM, the amount of charge that can be bypassed, don't ever force a PC to do something he has some resistance to doing. Never force the PC. It even goes this bad. PC doesn't think he wants to run any RIs this session. PC doesn't want to list for the next goal in this session. Well, PC's either living under some fantastic present time problem, or there's something wrong with what you just did. About the first thing you decide on is, until you establish otherwise, it's easy to establish, you see, it's a present time problem, just a few questions. PC says he's so worried about the something or other stock exchange crash or something like that. He can't possibly go on, see, and he's just too worried about this. Well, you can shift over and do something about the present time problem one way or the other. But if it doesn't seem to be a present time problem of any great magnitude enough to cause this, then you'd better assume that you've run into something wrong. And you try to push a PC through that wrongness, the PC will go through a sad effect. First, you go into a flaring ARC break and then into the sad effect. There's some bypass charge sitting there someplace. There's either an incomplete goals list, or you've just the last item you found is dead wrong, or the place you're going is not where you ought to be going. You ought to be going someplace else. You've been busily doing a list against an implant goal. You haven't been doing a list against an actual GPM at all. There's something wrong here. And you're going to cost yourself the most auditing time by persuading the PC to go on when the PC's got his heels set, because he can set his heels so lightly that you sometimes don't notice it. But you will just curse the day you ever go across this, because you, every piece of work you're doing from that point on will be thrown away and wasted. Horrible to contemplate. PC said he seals. PC says, I don't care what reason he gives. He says, I just got my attention on you. I just don't seem to be able to list on the list. I just got my attention on you, that's all. I just don't seem to be able to get my attention. I don't know. I can't think of any. I just got my attention on you, see. Well, that would be pretty broad for you to conclude that you were listing against the wrong goal. That's a lot of signal. That semaphore, buzzers going, flashing lights, and little bells going ping, ping, ping. The one you got to look for is the PC looking at you rather fixedly and saying, you say, what's the matter? Well, your pen's very noisy. Now, you can also slow down and cause a no-auditing situation by looking for the bypass charge every time the PC looks at you. So somewhere in this line, you've got to figure out where is it. But you will curse the day you ever go an inch beyond the protest of a PC. PC's trying to stop the session one way or the other. You better find out why. This is no place, R4 is no place for the heavy-handed juggernaut-type auditor. Because he'll come a cropper every time. Every time. He will go wrong every time. And when you think of the amount of damage that you can do a case, I use that advisedly, they can all be repaired, but sometimes who's around to repair them? You can have a guy going with his panting and back agony and headaches and that sort of thing. Usually results from being forced in a direction he didn't think he could go. You're not paralleling his mind, in other words. He knows something is wrong. Now, if you expect him now to put in the it's a line with him to tell you what's wrong, you need your own Ed X-rays. Because he never knows what's wrong. You sometimes can guide his attention around, read him a little bit of a list, and he suddenly jumps on the list. He jumps down to, or something like that, and he suddenly cognizes. And he, ha-ha, that's what it is. Did you feel any relief? Did you, the auditor, what you ask, but did you, the auditor, see any blowdown? Did you see a big change of that TA? If you did, you found it. The PC said, oh, well, I know what it is. I know what it is now. You dropped your chair day before yesterday, and that's a bypass chair, and your tone arm sits right there where it sat before, and it sits right there, and so forth, and the needle is still dirty, and that sort. You haven't got the bypass charge. These are the things that you've got to be getting used to. So the upshot of the thing is that R4M2 run expertly is absolutely marvelous in its effects. It's absolutely wonderful in its effects. And you have this to live with, that it cannot be run mistakeless. It is completely impossible not to commit some errors in running it, for the excellent reason that a PC's bank gets so overcharged that you can't get proper reads sometimes. In other words, you say, is this an actual GPM? And it reads tick. Is this an implant GPM? No read. Is this a no GPM? No read. After you've taken the burden off of this thing, listed it or done something with it, or unfortunately started to work with it and so forth, you all of a sudden find out to your horror, it's now reading implant GPM, rocket read. Blow. Actual GPM, smooth rising needle. You say, bail out of here, brother. We're in the wrong place. That gold list was incomplete. Leave us go elsewhere, brethren, and drop that like it was a hot potato. Find the right goal. It should have been there in the first place. What gives you the trouble in this particular time is charge. And the charge is very often so great. The PC in the first place is having a hard time seeing what it is. You with the meter can read further than the PC can. You're having a hard time seeing what it is, yet you have to know what it is. You have to proceed anyway, and then you find out it wasn't. Something wild like this happens. But most of your trouble comes on goals listing. There is nothing easier than items listing. Items listing today is a well-oiled dream. There's hardly anything to it. I'm afraid I'd educate a PC a little bit about what a line plot looks like. Well, that will give you all sorts of balderdash otherwise. But I mean by that, they won't get the top of the bank. You say, see this to scream? Well, you're listing for screamingness. And we've got this goal to be cold. They say, oh, coldness. That rocket reads, thank you very much. Now, I'll read you this item. Coldness. Yeah, it does very well. Is that your item? How does it compare to the remaining items on this list? Oh, wrong script. Only one item on the list. It cannot be run totally errorless. But the best expert in the world is bound to make some errors. So if this is the way that it is run, then you'd have to be the best expert in the world, and then you'll make the minimal number of errors. You're bound to make mistakes on the sequence of goals. You're bound to make mistakes now and then on what the top-up term is. You almost never will make mistakes if you're very good on listing for items. They'll go terminal op term. You never even cross-check them. It's just bang. Terminals all got pain. The op terms all got sin. If you checked them, you'd hardly even bother to check them. It's just the next one on the list, and it read, and the next one on the list, and it read, and the next one on the list, and it read, and the next one on the list, and it read, and that's all there is to it. Item every 12 minutes, TA action, blow down, boom, everything's fine. I mean, it's blowing down beautifully. You get some more TA action out of it. Is this the main item on the list? How do these other items compare to it? And that sort of thing. Oh, you get all the dope on this. You get a little more. All of a sudden, your tone arm is no longer moving. Your PC has finished with his itza. You're all set there. And he actually, now when the tone arm stops moving, actually has his attention on the next one. If you ask him, you got your attention on the next item? Well, no, I haven't. Well, just put your attention there and let's list for it. Here's your question. And get him off of it, because to get your tone arm action. Now, you should be able to find one of those every 10 minutes. An RI every 10 minutes. Fully checked out, cognited on, itsed, squared away, compared with a goal, all the courtesy steps, everything taken on the thing, and you're away listing for the next RI. Thing will give you the most trouble, and thing you make the most mistakes on is goals, thing you make the least mistakes on is RIs. You make the greatest errors are made in underlisting goals and in overlisting RIs. And this all is very simple. Given those provisions and a lot of those cautions and so forth I've given you, this is a fly-in process, and this goes straight to OT. The only thing you've got to do is be good enough so that the PC lives to enjoy it. Thank you very much.